Chapter 11, The Girls of Sam.
What you experienced this year was the most amazing transformation of your life. You went from notch to witch. Less than 0.1% of the world's population has the capabilities you do.
I wish I'd brought a sweater, I whisper to Miri. It's freezing in here. What's with the insane air conditioning? Shush, she says. I'm trying to take notes.
Of course she is.
Student Miri is adorable. She doesn't doodle. She highlights. She listens intently. She nods along with our turtle-shaped, round body, tiny arms and legs, teacher, Kesselin Fizgwin. No, Kesselin is not her first name. Apparently, it means teacher in Brixta. Fizgwin hasn't said much worth noting so far. First, she took attendance. Then she welcomed us to the center. Only a few of us had never been here before. She told us we were expected to come to every class and that there would be a 15-minute break halfway through every lecture. Boo on the first part, but yay on the second. Maybe I can use my break to order another hot drink to warm me up.
The Samsorta is how we witches honor this extraordinary moment. It is our way, a way that has endured for centuries, of introducing you to the rest of the magical world.
You're really not cold? I whisper. How is that possible? It's like minus 20 degrees in here. My arms are covered in goosebumps. Other than that, the classroom is pretty comfortable. It's all white. Every seat is covered with a fluffy white cushion. The floor is a lush white carpet. I feel like I'm at an Apple store. Or inside a marshmallow.
Over the next 7 weeks, I will be talking about the history of witches, the ethics of magic, a witch's responsibilities, magic in family life, and magic in the modern world. And of course, we'll practice the spells you're required to perform during the Samsorta ceremony.
Unfortunately, Fizgwin occasionally spits when she makes the S sound, and Karen led us to the front row.
There are 15 girls in class, all between the ages of about 10 and 15. I'm pretty sure I'm one of the oldest girls here, if not the oldest. Miri is sitting to my right. On my left is Karen. Next to Karen is Vivian. Karen introduces us. Vivian lives in Sunset Park in Brooklyn. She has cool bangs, has hipster square glasses, and is wearing a funky vintage maroon tunic and gray leggings. When Miri heard she's in the eighth grade too, her eyes lit up. I squeeze my sister's arm.
You guys can be BFFs,
I whisper, like a real matchmaker. She shushes me.
But seriously, they can be. And then we can call her Viv, which is the best name ever. Plus, she can teach us how to shop at vintage stores. I've always wanted to, but I'm nervous I'll accidentally bring home outfits infested with moths.
There are three parts to the ceremony,
Fizgwin is saying.
The first is the opening march, when all Samsorta witches walk in by school affiliation.
I lean over to Miri and whisper, but how many witches could there be at each school? JFK only has two, and I thought that was a lot.
One too many, if you want my opinion.
She means by witch school,
Miri whispers back.
Here, Lozatia?
Right.
Once the opening march is complete,
the teacher continues,
your Alimity will stand before you in the circle. Your Alimity is a female relative, usually your mother, who has already been Samsorted. One at a time, each Alimity asks each Samsorta if she is willing to join the Circle of Magic. Once you, the Samsorta, agree, the Alimity will use the golden knife to remove a lock of your hair.
Seriously? How third grade?
Once that part of the ritual is complete, your Alimity will approach the central cauldron and make her offering. We shall go clockwise around the circle, beginning with the oldest Samsorta.
Oh, God. Is that going to be me? I bet it is. So embarrassing. The teacher points in my direction.
Ms. Weinstein?
Whoa. Why is she calling on me? Is she trying to tell me I am the oldest? She'd better not want a piece of my hair right now. I can't give it. I need to strategize with Este. What if she accidentally lops off an important piece? Yes? I ask.
Not you, Rachel, Fizgwin says. Your sister has her hand raised.
Oh, I forgot that Miri is a Ms. Weinstein, too.
What, begins Miri, if two girls share the same Alimity, is that an issue?
If the Alimity is shepherding more than one of you,
Fizgwin says,
she will collect all the locks before approaching the cauldron. After all the Alimities have completed their offerings, they will be returned to their seats.
I wonder where they're sitting. Isn't it supposed to be at a cemetery? Are they going to make themselves comfy on burial plots? Kick their heels up on a gravestone? Creep-a-palooza! Fizgwin paces the front of the auditorium and continues.
The third part of the ceremony is the Chain of Lights service. Each of you will recite the light spell in Brixta and set your candle aflame.
In Brixta? Uh-oh. Hopefully we can get it written out phonetically.
This time we will go counterclockwise. The final girl will bring her candle to the central cauldron and set it aflame.
Karen raises her hand. Is it going to be a charm school girl again this year?
Yes, it is customary for a Charmori student to cast the Wonderment spell. Their school is the oldest and most traditional.
Everyone grumbles.
But you're all chanting the Wonderment incantation together. Since the gift the spell creates, the Giftoro must come from all of you. Can someone list some of these gifts for those of us who are not familiar? Don't be afraid to go back a few years.
Karen raises her hand. The Panama Canal, Niagara Falls, the Empire State Building, playing cards, the pyramids, the Great Barrier Reef, iPods, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the polio vaccine, Mount Everest.
Well done,
Fizgwin says, cutting her off. Was that for real? I glance at the other girls. No one is laughing, so apparently it is. No way! My witchcraft sisters created the pyramids? And iPods? I bet we also did the chi. We must have. It's too brilliant to have been concocted by mere mortal minds. Maybe TiVo? Perhaps this year we can work on some sort of boob enlarger.
Those are some of the more successful gifts,
Fizgwin continues.
Of course, there have been others that have been less successful, or at least less attractive, like those...
She wrinkles her nose with disdain.
Croc shoes.
I guess witches don't always have good taste.
Unfortunately, as Samsortas, you can't control what you give. Your Giftoro is created from deep within your collective unconscious.
She taps her temples for emphasis.
And often it takes a few weeks, if not months, for your legacy to become clear.
And that's the end of the ceremony. Afterwards, there's the dinner and the dance.
Your table can be any size you'd like, from 200 to 300 seats. But we do need to know final numbers at least 24 hours before the Samsorta. Oh, and of course, you're each responsible for your own invitations. Any questions?
Karen raises her hand. Can we bring dates?
Of course.
The first dance after the ceremony is for the Samsortas and their dates.
But remember to count them as part of your table. Any other questions?
No date for me. Sorry, but I cannot bring Raph to this freak show. No way. Not happening. Whatever. It's not like Miri's going to bring a date. I'll just have to sit that first dance out. Karen raises her hand again. Who's the band?
That's a surprise. Anything else?
Karen raises her hand again.
Anyone else?
Karen raises it higher.
Yes, Miss Hennedy.
How many girls will be doing their Samsorta this year? From all the schools, I mean.
84. Next.
I'd better not be the oldest of 84 girls. Beyond humiliating. I'd be like a parent at a pop concert.
That's it. Let me ask a question then. How many of you haven't taken Brixta 101 or its equivalent?
Miri and I are the only students who raise our hands. Thanks again, Mom.
Well, girls, you're in for a real treat.
Brixta is one of the most beautiful languages ever spoken. It's very melodious, like music to the ears.
What I'm not looking forward to is having to study this so-called music. All this Samsorta stuff is going to seriously cut into my TV schedule. Miri raises her hand again.
How would you suggest studying Brixta at this point?
It's too late to study it now,
Fizgwin says.
We'll get you a language potion.
Now that's music to my ears. Television theme song music.
Do you know that at charm school, they make you study Brixta for 2 years before you take Samsorta lessons?
Whispers Heather from the row behind us. Heather is sitting between Shari and Mishy, and they are, wait for it, triplets. Imagine, witch triplets. If you're witch triplets, you definitely get a TV show. According to Karen, they're identical triplets. They all have stick-straight light brown hair, pale skin, and tiny bird-like features. They are dressed differently, though. Heather is the earthy triplet. She's wearing faded jeans and a loose-fitting hemp shirt. Shari is the preppy triplet, beige cords, a striped sweater, barrettes. And Mishy is the glamour triplet. She's in designer jeans, a fitted shirt, and patent leather flats. I wish I were a triplet, or a twin at the very least. Then I could ask my twin to try on outfits and go outside to see if they looked good. Much more effective than a mirror, since it's always the outdoor light that gets you. Although, I'm thinking it would be even more fun to dress up in identical outfits to play pranks on people. How hilarious would that be? We could pretend to be each other and go to the other's classes, go shopping with each other's friends, hang out with each other's boyfriends. Oh my God. What if other Rachel tries to kiss Raph? He would have no idea it wasn't me. She could totally go Sweet Valley on me and try to steal him away. Forget about other Rachel. She's obviously up to no good.
I'll stick with Miri. Do you think we should dress alike?
She shushes me. Again. After zapping up a plate of nachos during my break, I fix my sandal and then sneak into a deserted corner to call Raph.
Hey,
I say. Happy Saturday.
A happy Saturday to you, too. What's up?
The roof?
Ha! Where are you? Grand Central? Sounds busy.
Me? Where am I? I'm shopping. Yeah, I'm shopping.
Where?
At H&M. Hexes and magic, that is. On 18th?
No way. I'm at Union Square. Want me to come over and say hello?
Oh, no, don't. We're on the move. And we're in a rush. A big rush. Huge.
I don't mind. I'll come by for a second. I'm only a block away.
Yikes. No, we're really already gone. We're getting into a cab. Next time. But I'll see you tonight at 7:30?
Oh. Okay.
He says, sounding deflated. We make plans to go to T's Pies for pizza. I might seriously turn into a pie. And then pick up a movie at Blockbuster. Dinner out, then cuddling with Raph. Perfect. As long as he doesn't pepper me with more questions about my shopping experience. When class ends, Miri and I follow the other girls back into the atrium. I glance at the clock on my cell, which has conveniently adjusted to Arizona time. So smart, my little guy. I bet the cell phone was a collective unconscious Samsorta gift. I bet the regular phone was one, too. Maybe Alexander Bell was a warlock. I should have paid more attention to the history of witchcraft part of the lecture. Anyway, it's 4:01 here, which means it's 7:01 New York time. Time to get home to get ready for my date with Raph. The seven of us congregate in the atrium to say goodbye. Apparently, I have a witch group. A witch clique? A wick? I spot Adam across the atrium. I wave. He hurries over and gives us a lopsided grin.
Do you guys want to come surfing with us?
Surfing? Hello, we're in Arizona. Who's going? Karen asks.
Me, Pra, Michael, Fitch, and Raj.
As he lists them, four other boys join our group.
We're celebrating Fitch's last study day, since his sim is on Friday.
He points to me and Miri and says,
Rachel and Miri, meet Michael, Fitch, and Raj. You already know Pra.
Hey,
they say. Michael is dark-skinned, tall, and lanky. Fitch is short and pasty and wearing thick glasses. Raj is super muscular and has gelled back black hair. I'm guessing they're all sophomores or juniors. At least I'm not the oldest person in the building, just the oldest one who doesn't shave. My face, I mean. Of course I shave my legs. My mom tells me I shouldn't because she claims it'll grow back twice as thick, but that makes no sense, because if it did, then wouldn't bald men shave their whole heads? Although, if they're bald, they have nothing to shave. What was the point of all this? I forget. Hey, I say. Miri just squeaks. What is up with her and the squeaking? Oh my God! I know! She likes Pra. Miri likes a boy! Yay!
So, are you in?
Adam asks.
Surf's up.
I'm in, Karen says. I'm kind of tired, Glamour Triplet says, putting on her oversized sunglasses. But I'm happy to rest on the beach and soak up some rays. What beach? Karen asks. South Beach?
No,
Michael says.
It's already 7:15 on the East Coast. We need to go west. How about Hawaii?
Are they seriously going to pop over to Hawaii for sun and surf? Yo, let's go to Hanama Beach, Viv says. It has a great vibe.
I'm in if y'all are,
says Pra.
I'm in,
says Michael. We're there, says Preppy Triplet.
Cool,
says Raj.
Me too,
says Karen.
On y va, says Fitch.
Huh? Is he French? Sand, surf, sun, fun. Plus Miri can talk to her crush.
Us too,
I exclaim. Adam breaks into a huge grin.
Excellent. Let's go.
Wait a sec. What am I thinking? I look at my watch. I have to get home. Raf is going to be at my apartment in 15 minutes. I can't go to the beach. Sorry, I say. I can't go. I forgot. I have to get home. To see my boyfriend. But I don't say the last part aloud. Why don't I say the last part aloud? Because no one cares that I have a boyfriend. Did anyone ask if I have a boyfriend? No, they did not. Sucks that I can't go surfing, though. I mean, I love hanging out with Raf, but I've never been to Hawaii. I even know all the lingo from when Dad and Jennifer went there on their honeymoon. And, well, if I went to Hawaii with my Wick, we could talk about Sam class and the big party and all the stuff I can't mention to Raf.
Raf, says Glamour Triplet. Next time, man, says Earthy Triplet.
Karen fluffs her long blonde hair.
Miri, you're coming, right?
Such pretty blonde hair. I wonder if she's nervous about the lock chopping, too. Miri glances at Pra, turns bright red, and shakes her head.
Miri, you should go,
I tell her quietly.
She totally should.
First of all, the very reason we signed up for this Sam Sorta was so that Miri could meet people like her and not be stuck at home. And now people are asking her for plans. Plus, the guy she obviously likes is going. She can flirt while working on her tan. Best setup ever. She shakes her head again, looking at the floor. I am going to kill her.
Miri, go.
She gives me a pleading look. A look I take to mean, make me an excuse because for some reason my tongue is super glued to the top of my mouth.
Neither of us can,
I say begrudgingly, narrowing my eyes at my whimperoo of a sister. Liar, liar, pants on fire. We have a family thing. Viv motions for the crew to follow her outside.
Yo, whoever is coming, let's move. Have you suckers used the new ghost spell? It rocks.
I've been meaning to try it,
Michael says.
Bye,
the triplets say to us. Most of the group moves toward the door. Adam trails behind.
Too bad you can't come,
he says to us. To me. I nod. Next time. He looks like he wants to say something else, but instead, he follows them, and we follow him out the door. Viv pulls a bag out of her purse, scoops out a handful of an oatmeal-y concoction, tosses it up into the air, and chants,
Through space we flow, to Hanama Beach in Hawaii we shall go.
The group begins to disappear in pieces, first a leg, then an eye, some hair.
Cool.
Eventually, the only human body parts left outside belong to me and Miri.
No batteries required, Miri says, and it worked on a whole group. We need to whip some of that up.
Oh, look who found her voice. She blushes. I take the batteries out of my purse.
Miri and Pra sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage.
Stop!
Why didn't you go? You could have flirted with him.
I couldn't talk to him. How was I supposed to flirt with him? Can we just go home?
She begs.
Please?
All right, let's go, I say. As punishment for wimping out, you have to be the pony. She pouts but gets into the crouched position. I hop on. She turns back to me.
But isn't he cute?
She giggles, and off we go.